have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. A mama mia. Doozy. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it harder to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing question. You can get involved by calling, but you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And you can podcast all the shows, but let's say you really want to watch it, you want to hear it as it's happening, but you're like, I got to go to the cotton field. I got to get out there and pick some cotton before the sun come up so the cotton can be a little damp. And that way, it'll weigh more at the end of the day. It'll feel like 100 pounds when it's really 50 pounds. And so I got to go to the cotton field. So I'm going to podcast the show, and I'm just going to listen on my iPhone, iPad for the rest of the day in the field. So what I'm going to do is call TalkStream Live on my iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And I'm also going to super chat. I'm going to do that by doing something. JLP Talk. Is it? No. What is this?
Buy me a coffee.
Oh, buymeacoffee.com to donate and have your comments read out loud. Why are you in the cotton field? Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday already. Again. Amazing, huh? It's Thursday again. And we take all calls. But we need a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers. So, you know, like, it's difficult to just communicate even key with the Bible Thumpers because they really don't listen to the conversation. Their heads are filled with knowledge of the Word, and all they want to do is just put the Word out there. So we decided to have more time because we love the Bible Thumpers. Love the Bible Thumpers. So we have decided that Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Human nature is a mess. It really is. And most people don't notice it because they don't notice what's going on within themselves. It's a mess. Look at what's happening in my country alone. Put home first. In my country, violence, worry, screwed up families, screwed up relationships, jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, politicians that love war for personal gain. It is a mess. The hell that human beings bring upon themselves and others is mind-blowing to me. It really is. Absolutely mind-blowing. It doesn't have to be that way. And I realize most people are going to die that way. You don't have to die that way. You, as Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. But most people are going to die in their misery, and they're going to try to take as many people down with them as possible because they're doing the works of evil inside of themselves. And it has to, in order for them to continue to do it and get a false sense of life from it, they got to try to inflict misery upon others. And if you notice, if you ever really pay attention, you will see that evil people, miserable people, evil nature, they will hunt you down to try to make you miserable. Not only will they try to build an army against you to make you miserable, they will literally hunt you down to try to get a reaction so they can get a thrill. And they love that thrill because in their hell, the thrill feels like life. How long will you be a victim of that? How long will you be a victim of the misery in your own mind? How long will you be miserable in your own world? You are your world, and you're living from your world. Are you living from an amazing world or a miserable world? And the beauty about this is a beauty. If there's beauty, this is an example of beauty, is that it's up to you to live the way you want to live in your own world. Really, it's nobody else. Nobody else can control how you live in your world. You do that. So if you have a lonely, fearful, sad, jealousy, revengeful, want to be like somebody else, worried, stressed world. You can't blame anyone for that but you, because that's your world. Looking for love, want to have a family because you think that's going to make you feel better. You want to have friends because you think more friends you have, the better you're going to feel. Want to have an education because an education going to get you somewhere in life, you say. And then you find out it doesn't. That's your world. If you want to have all these miserable, jealous, envious people in your world, they're there because you want them to be there. Whatever is happening in your world is nobody's fault but yours. So if you fail to pray and your soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. And if I fail to pray and my soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Amazing. It's so nice knowing, and without a doubt, that I can live in my world however I want to live in it. I could be in freedom in my world, or I could be enslaved in my own world. And I can't blame anyone for the decisions I made to live in my own world. I can't blame anyone for that. That's the beauty of it as well. So if I fail to pray and my soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. I have knees and I can bow. It's up to you. Isn't that like beautiful knowing that, or is it? It's up to you. And anyone that blames someone else for what's happening in their world, I would run away from those people. Far away. That person or those people are dangerous people. They will try to undermine and destroy you. That's an evil person or people. When you hear people blaming someone else for their world, what's happening inside of them, know you're dealing with the devil. I don't care who, your daddy, your mama, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your husband, your wife, your friend, your workers, whatever. Know that that's a dangerous person or people. I see dangerous people. What the? When will you decide to become an individual and be free and live your life and let go of the world? You must be willing to let go of your so-called friends. Get rid of all of them. Your mama, your daddy, your everything. And then you will have the right relationship with all people. When you let them go, you will develop the right relationship with people. And you will be kind. You will never judge them. You can take them or leave them. They will have nothing to do with your world. You can go into their world, have fun at the party, and you can leave without regretting to go home to your husband or your wife or by yourself. You won't be afraid when the party is ended and wishing that it's the party that will last all night, or well, let me take my last drink and get drunk so I can go home and sleep for fear of crying on my way home. You can be free in your world, or you can be miserable. It's a misery. It's up to you. I want to show you a quick example of what's happening in my country as a result of lost people running my country. These people are unconscious. They have no love, and they really can't see what's going on. In my own country. And I'm talking about the country. But it's the same lost people that's running the country as well. Fox 12 is reporting. And so this is proof that not only do you have enemies within, you have enemies without. Smiling faces. Beware of the pat on the back. It just might hold you back. Here's an example of enemies within. Fox 12. Two Chinese nationals have been charged with acting as unregistered agent of China or of Chinese government in an alleged plot to infiltrate the U.S. military. Fox 12. Watch this.
Two Chinese nationals were arrested Friday, accused of taking part in a spying operation targeting the U.S. military. One of the suspects, Yuan Su Chen, is a legal permanent resident in Oregon, living near the Scouters Mountain Nature Park in Happy Valley. The other, Li Ren Ryan Lai, traveled from China to Houston on a tourist visa in April of 2025. According to a federal complaint filed in the Northern District of California, Chen and Lai worked on behalf of China's Ministry of State Security, also known as the MSS, the country's primary intelligence agency. The MSS is accused of overseeing and carrying out secret operations inside the U.S. aimed at collecting political, military, and technological secrets.
Amazing, huh? China and Lai. Ain't no telling what's going on in our country, in my country. Really? Because we have lost people running the country as well. The government is lost. They're the same as you. For those who are not working on themselves and overcoming, they're lost. And you worship them. Lost people worshiping lost people. Go figure. According to the Department of Justice, here's what the Chinese nationals were doing while in the U.S.
In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi said, quote, "This case underscores the Chinese government's sustained and aggressive effort to infiltrate our military and undermine our national security from within." Federal officials say Lai recruited Chen to work for the MSS in 2021. The following year, while both men were in China, they're accused of working to arrange what's called a dead drop, leaving at least $10,000 in cash inside a locker at a Livermore, California bowling alley for a U.S.-based co-conspirator acting on behalf of MSS interests. The DOJ also alleges the suspects gathered intelligence on U.S. service members and bases as part of a spy scheme. During a visit to a Navy recruitment center in San Gabriel, California, Chen is accused of taking photos of a bulletin board that contained the names, programs, and hometowns of Navy recruits. After connecting with a Navy employee through social media, federal investigators say Chen also arranged a tour of the USS Abraham Lincoln in San Diego. This 2025 photo included in the complaint allegedly shows Chen, his wife, and a Navy employee holding a child during that visit.
Now, if convicted, Chen and Lai each face up to 10 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000.
Amazing, huh? Chen the Lai. Chen and Lai. Or is it Lai and Chen? What a mess, huh? And with the number of people that have entered into our country, under Obama, the fallen Messiah, along with Big Mama Michelle, and Joe Biden and Jill, ain't no telling who up in here. And human nature is evil, so you can expect the worst to happen in my country. It's not going to get better. That's for sure. The great white hope, Donald Trump, and they call him king. He's bringing a little relief with jobs and going around and collecting the illegal aliens and sending them back. Shutting down the border for the first time ever. And I can remember the border is shut down. Last call for illegal aliens. Terrible. amazing things are happening with this guy, Donald Trump, the great white hope. They call him daddy. They call him king. They call him the great white hope. Amazing. But it's not going to get better, Paul. It's just a little relief. When will you be free? If you free your mind, the rest will follow. Really, and that was just a song, but that's the truth. Just imagine living a life, a whole life, with a clear mind. Everything you do in your life is done with a clear mind. Imagine what that must be like. Because right now, everything you do is done with a foggy mind, a dark mind, a lost mind. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Peter out of Canada. Oh, and by the way, folks, happy White History Month. July is White History. I want to hear one of your heroes. History moment, White History moments, all right? Let me go. Peter, you're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. How are you?
All is well, Peter.
Excellent. I just had a quick question, and I hope it gets the Bible thumping rolling for today.
Okay.
I'm becoming more familiar with the Bible. I've been reading it for a little while. And the more I do, the more the Trinity doesn't make sense. So I just had a quick hypothetical question for you, and it's not going to involve the Bible whatsoever, if I could.
Go ahead, yes.
Let's imagine you were opening up a business, you and your son. And for whatever reason, the world survives on this business. And then for whatever other reason, one of you has to die in order for the business to survive. Which would be the more difficult decision for you, the father, to make? Sacrificing yourself or sacrificing your son?
I don't know, because I can't. That's an if thing, and I would have to be in that situation to make that decision.
Fair enough. I guess so.
What do you mean?
You have a son, right?
I do.
I know it sounds
great. Kind of... grandsons.
Oh, congratulations.
Isn't that amazing?
Any of them white?
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe the great ones.
That's right.
Well, that's too bad. I know it's a hypothetical, and it doesn't seem to amount to anything. I thought it would illustrate the idea that if God makes the most difficult sacrifice on behalf of everybody, why would he sacrifice his son first before himself? It seems like most people would say, oh, I would sacrifice myself so that my son can live or whatever. But I see what you mean. It's a difficult hypothetical to understand. I guess I'm not trying to put you in God's shoes. Sorry about that.
No. What? No. But let me ask, what made you think that God sacrificed his son?
Well, he didn't do it. Just the story. Becoming more familiar with the story. He didn't do it on purpose. He didn't. He didn't lead him to the slaughter, so to speak. That's what the people did to him. But he let it happen.
And so, but when you say he sacrificed his son and not himself, I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, because of the Trinity, people say...
Do you believe in the Trinity?
I don't. I don't think so.
Have you ever believed in Trinity?
No.
So when you said that in your opening statement, you said that the more you read the Bible, the less the Trinity makes sense to you. If you never believed this Trinity, why does it make less sense to you now then?
Well, I'm coming from the outside. I didn't grow up in the church or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
So being from on the outside looking in, hearing, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and hearing people talk about it and seeing that it makes sense to them, it seems to make sense to them, they'll say it makes sense. It doesn't. So the more that I look at it, and they'll say that God became a man so that he could sacrifice himself.
The Trinity doesn't make sense to anyone. Those who say they believe it, it doesn't make sense to them at all. That's why they can't explain it.
Right. And that's what I'm, as I become more familiar with the Bible and the story, that's what I get from it. And that's how it started. I wanted to understand what these people were talking about.
Well, you can't
I found out that there is no understanding what they're talking about.
Absolutely. They don't understand it for sure.
And then they get angry about it. And
absolutely.
Yell at you, and then you just walk away.
What a mess. Happy White History Month, Peter.
Likewise. Happy White History Month to you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Can I ask you one more quick question, and then I'll head out.
No problem. Go ahead.
It's just a fun question I like to ask people. What is your first or earliest memory of music?
My first... right off the bat, I can. It was country and western music down in Alabama, because I grew up on a plantation down there, and at a time, at one point, we can only get country and western music in that area. So country and western music, but I can't think of a specific song.
No, just sitting here on the radio and waiting for it to play the next one.
I'm sorry?
It didn't matter. I'm the same way. I try and think of it, and I don't remember. I don't remember specifically the song, either one or two songs. But what I do remember is looking forward to sitting in front of the speakers and just listening.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to ask you that from one music fan to another.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Madeline out of Virginia. Madeline, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Happy Bible Thumper Thursday and happy White History Month.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
It's not hard for me to say goodbye to people at all, but I'm thinking it's probably hard for me to say goodbye to the past because I still have my junior high diary. My diary from 1984, and I can't make myself throw it away.
Amazing. And what would happen if you got rid of it?
Nothing. I just wouldn't be able to go back and reread my diary and get my thrills.
Amazing. Well, I got to wait until Sunday to put my little two cents in. I appreciate that, Madeline.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too, and happy White History Month again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. Quick break, 888-77-JESSE. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com at 9 a.m. And he is on fire. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. The same energy that the Great White Hope has. And that someday, mark my word, the Great White Hope, the American Anchor Baby will be known as King. Keep on listening and watching. Energy everywhere. Given to him by God. And if you doubt me, check him out at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby, and brand new episode of the FallenState.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Friday at 11 a.m. I had a very interesting conversation, a fun discussion too, with Mike O'Hearn. And he is a bodybuilder, actor, and fitness expert. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The one, the only, Mike O'Hearn.
Mom and Dad's jeans.
Could you overcome anger if you wanted to?
I'm talking intensity. Controlled rage.
Were you a slut maker?
What?
I can take you down.
Man. I know you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm on you.
We're going to get you in shape this year. Wait till you see next year's Jesse. Right coming out topless, popping the top.
You're going to enjoy that one. You're going to learn something, really. At 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, Friday, and you can become a supporter of the FallenState.tv by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel. And locals.com, you can support us there. And speaking of support, we got to raise $50,000 to take us through the summer, a little bit more possible. And so I'm asking for your support. Go to rebuildingdemand.com and make a donation. It's not tax deductible. And because most people are on vacation, they forget to make a donation. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate and help us get to the $50,000, whatever you can donate. If you can do the whole thing, fine. If you can do $20,000, $30,000, $10,000, whatever, or $10 or a dollar, thank you. All right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in, make the check or money out, order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. We have it up there on the board. If it's on the website. right? Thank you in advance. Amazing. Let me go to Joe out of the UK. Her around the world. Joe, happy White History Month, and you are on the air.
Hey there, Jesse. Happy White History Month to you, too.
Thank you. How's it going? Amazing.
Good. You know, my question was about, well, is about the silent prayer. And what I wanted to ask you is, when you recommend for us to do the silent prayer, is what you're doing is just sort of passing on a message? Are you passing on sort of like the message from God? Is that of that is what we're required to do?
Well, God said that if you really want to know him, you have to surrender 100% to him. And he said that you don't know what you want, you don't know what you need, and that when you pray of vanity. You don't know what you want. And if you notice, people who pray, they are praying nothing but vanity. It's all about them.
Yeah.
God bless my mama. It's all about making yourself feel good. Everything is about you because you don't know what to pray for. And so you're like, be still and let me take care of you. I will take care of you. And the silent prayer, allows you to sit, be still, and just completely let go and let the will of the Father be done.
Yeah, that is really interesting. You know, I think I'm starting to see it in a new light for the first time. Because I've called you maybe like 2-3 times in the past couple weeks. And one of the things I was saying to you is that everything is losing its meaning. Excuse me. And even like what I've realized is when I'm doing a silent prayer, why I'm doing it. I'm not really doing it for any reason. I don't have a reason to do it. I don't, when I do it, I don't think, oh, this went well or this went bad. I just do it. And so my kind of like my connection with it has changed. That's why I asked you is sort of like, it isn't really for me. It's just because I'm commanded to do it. That's the only reason. There's no other reason. It's not for me. It's just something I'm required to do.
Well, you know what I mean? It's for those who want, those men and women around the world who want to return to the Father. They want to, because they're lost in the wilderness of their imagination. And so if they want to really see how to return back home to the Father, you let go and just become aware of this wilderness that you live in, you will find your way back to the Father. And but most people, they'd rather hoop and holler, be on the knees, crying and begging and blaming and please God and blah, blah, blah. And all they're doing is praying to the devil and getting a thrill. It's just about the thrill. One thing about being still and know God, and I think you said something like you started to let go of everything. You will let go of all your ideas about God and about religion, about everything. All your ideas and all your plans and all your wants will disappear. You will overcome the world inside of you and the world outside of you as well. That will happen if you stay with it.
That is cool. That's very interesting.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Can I ask you this as well on that, Jesse? So it's every morning and every night, right? So he wants to be that close to us. He wants us to be that close to him that we don't go a morning or a night without being with him. That is how close he wants to be to us.
Well, what happens is when you learn to be still and become aware, you will take on his mindset. And he said to pray without ceasing. He want you to always be present. And that's where he is at all times. But if you don't be still, you end up in your imagination, living in an illusion of the past or the future, or thinking you know what you want and blah, 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 and you're lost in darkness. But when you pray, when you're aware of all time, you're always with reality. You're always with God.
Okay.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
All right.
Take it easy. Bye.
888-777-5773. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month. Josh, have you said this to other people along the road? Because you're a truck driver. When you run into other people, have you said happy White History Month yet?
I have not said it. I did last year.
Right.
I did last year, and, like, you know, some guy, he gave me, like, a weird look.
You were like, what?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do it, though. I'm going
to
do it.
Well, don't get in trouble for it. I just wanted to have you sit, because I know you travel. You're a driver. I just know that I wonder what was the reaction when you did say it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's mostly white guys out here. So, yeah, I should say it. They love talking, too. They love talking, with you know, at the truck stops and stuff.
I noticed that when I say happy white history month to white people, even they feel funny about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you feeling funny about your own month? But they are uncomfortable with it because they are afraid to be known as white people.
Yeah.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah, they created a whole propaganda thing where everybody's uncomfortable about race now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Amazing. Yep. Yeah, I was calling them for the biblical question.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
It's not, but it really just feels like it is, though.
It just feels good. And what is that feeling?
It's you know, it. I mean, my experience, it's something just, I can't help it. If somebody close to me dies, you know, I try not to cry, but yeah, the tears just come out, and I just don't have any control over it. And but even the same thing with like little things, like not wanting to let go of a memory or a old friend or listening to an old song. It brings something. I think that's the demon in me that I feel something, and I don't, you know, that I don't identify with that. That's not me.
And so if you don't identify with it, why is it hard to let it go? Why is it hard to say goodbye?
It's just the thoughts tell you that, and it just feels like it is. But it's not, and I want to feel that, you know, and catch it when it's happening. But it usually happens when I'm off guard, and it feels like, oh, I don't want, you know, it feels bad.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's definitely that I need that in my life, to feel that and then catch it when it's happening, you know.
Amazing.
Yep.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
What is your impression, or what do you think about the president going around the country and collecting illegal aliens from everywhere and sending them back? What do you think about that?
It's perfect. It's perfect, and it's too, you know, it's everything I wanted. It's what I voted him for. And, you know, it's like dad is, it's like when my dad used to come home and me and my brother would, we straighten up. You know, you can't play around anymore. You gotta, get back, you know, you can't goof off. When mom is, it's just mom at home, it's like, you can do whatever you want. You can play around. But, you know, you get lazy and weak.
And how about those, you know, people who are fighting to help criminals stay here in this country? Are they out fighting with the ICE agents and all that? What do you think about them?
They're confused. And I used to be that way. I used to be a liberal. I understand it. So you got to be patient with them. and don't hate them, because I used to be liberal like that, and you know, they'll see one day eventually, hopefully.
Oh, a mess.
Yeah.
The ICE people should pick them up and lock them away and send them down to Florida to the Alligator Lane prison.
Yeah.
They're going to fight ICE to help criminals break the law. That doesn't even make sense to me.
They're brainwashed.
Yeah.
I used to be the same way. I used to be a Obama college kid. I loved Obama, and you see everything backwards. They trick you to see everything is opposite of what it really is.
Yeah.
So.
What a mess. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah. I appreciate it, and happy White History Month.
All right. Right back at you, man.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye now. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mike, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month, Mike. Amazing.
How you doing, all right?
All is well. Thank you.
Listen, I was calling as somebody who's a firefighter in New Jersey and responded to 93 and 9/11 down in the city. And I'm from Patterson. We were talking about illegals, about 42,000 there. But everybody's getting sucked in by this Islam in this area, and they just hate Americans, and they hate people like me. And the new mayor of New York City is out there, you know, hating on everybody, Jews, Italians.
This is the guy that's running for the representing the Democratic Party, huh?
Yeah, okay. In New York, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know what we could do about that, Jesse. That's what I was calling for. Like, people, they just fall for all this stuff, and it's just, it's despicable. And then where I'm from in Patterson, it's little Palestine, and that's all everybody cares about, the people there, even the people that are on the board there, you know, the council of the thing. They're black, and they get sucked right into it.
You know, America has made many grave mistakes, and one of the mistakes they have made that is going to be detrimental to all of Americans. Number one, they allow women to vote. Number two, they allow women to get into government, police departments, and things like that. And they have allowed black women and black men and white women, and now they allow foreigners to come into our country and become governmental representatives, governmental representatives like mayors and congresspeople. And these people, like the Ala Uaba guy there in New York, these people are coming with the same ideas that they have from the country that they left. They don't care, nor do they understand the American way. And so they're going to... Let that woman, Ilhan Omar, whatever her name is, and then that other one from Palestine. What's that woman name?
Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah. They're coming into our country, and our government, the voters, are allowing these people to be in government, making decisions and knowing all the secrets and all that. We can only end in destruction by allowing that to happen. They should never let a foreigner be in any aspect of our government. And then the Democratic Party is now controlled by black women, liberal whites, and weak black men. The Democratic Party would never be the same again. So it's only going to get worse, Mike. It's not going to get better.
No, you think Bush can, you think Trump can stop this? You think he's in the pockets with the people over in Saudi Arabia for the oil? He could just stop this immigration like we had before 1965 from the Middle East.
Well, he is working on that, but it's going to take more than just stopping illegal aliens, which should happen, by the way. But you got to change the hearts of the people. And the people's hearts are wicked. They're angry. They're emotional. And this is a result of letting women take over. And women are very emotional, so they encourage the world to be emotional, too. But you got to change the hearts and minds of the people. Then things would change out there, but that's not likely to happen anytime soon. So I recommend that. Have you overcome your anger, Mike?
I would say so, yeah. I just, I kind of came to that decision a couple of years ago. You know, all these women are always running everything. And my wife in the marriage, she's a caring person, but unfortunately, you know, her mother abused her when she was young, and now it had all come out. So I've tried to help her with that. I've been a little empathetic and sympathetic to that because nobody wants to go through that as a child.
Have you forgiven your mother for what she's done to you?
I have.
And when you went to her, forgave her, what did she say?
Well, my dad left when I was like 12, so my mother was there, and we stuck together, and I had spoken to her probably when I got out of college and told her, you know, that I was taking control, that she didn't have to worry about me, and that I was going to take care of everybody in the house, my sisters and me. And she said, I'm sorry if I overstepped my bounds, but there's no father here, so.
And so you forgave her for recreating her image?
Yes.
And how did you forgive your father? Because your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. Fathers don't leave the children. They leave the mothers. Have you forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah, actually, I did. I didn't realize that till he passed away a couple of years ago. I realized that then, that maybe he left because of that. You know, even though I saw him punch her in the face, so that's what made me angry at him. I don't think that's right, but I figured maybe she drove him to it.
She did. You can bank on that. He didn't know how to deal with her because she was just like his mother, and the cycle repeats itself. And he didn't know how to deal with the health in her, so he became violent.
You're probably right, Jess.
And then your mother's not going to tell you, you know what, your father punched me in the face because I was a bitch.
Probably.
Yeah, she's not going to tell you. So does your wife obey you?
Yeah, she does. She's, like I said, she had some issues from, you know, from her mom that I can't, you got to have a little bit of empathy. No young kid wants, a woman wants to be beat up by her mom every day. That's not
exactly. Has she gone to forgiving her mother?
She has. She's nice. Forgiven her mother, and which is good, but, you know, the scars are there. So, but she's a great person. She helps everybody and works very, very hard at work.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your call, but just know, in my country, your country, America, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But you got to overcome fear by overcoming anger. And in your world, right here on earth, amongst all this hell, you'll be fine. But you got to drop the anger and be free.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. I got to take a break. When I come back, more of your phone calls and super chats and more news items. Hate news is coming right now, though. The hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I don't know what kind of shirt he has on today. I'm unaware of the shirt because he always talking about every day what kind of shirt he has on. Like somebody cares. I mean, back in a moment. Check out Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. FEMA is back, or is it getting shut down, or is it unprepared, or who cares? And but there are some major disasters in the country, particularly over in Texas, you know. And the Ukraine is at war with Russia. Did you know that? The world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Everybody loves Thursdays and Bible Thumpers, if they love anybody. July 10th, 2025 AD. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back for hour two to your calls. All right, so call in right now. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, medical associations representing hundreds of thousands of doctors and scientists, sounds like the crowd, never follow them, are suing Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., nice, as he is our greatest health secretary, as well as the heads of the FDA, NIH, National Institutes of Health, FDA's Food and Drug Administration, and the CDC, scared woman-led usually, but now I'm not sure. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for limiting who can get the China virus vaccines, and for undermining overall vaccine confidence. Oh, okay, yeah, it was them who undermined it. Give me a break. Experts say these changes could create new barriers to vaccines for those who want them. Oh, yeah, because the government should be subsidizing all your vaccines. Give me a break. Anyway, FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association or something like that, probably not association, administration. For months, officials at FEMA have been warning that the agency is unprepared for disasters due to the mass exodus of experienced emergency managers and the looming threat of it being dismantled. Be afraid. That's what they do. That's what they push. Fear. That's not right. They were proven right, says Commie Nonsense Network, last week when floodwaters surged across central Texas. Like that's FEMA's fault, FEMA's downsizing fault. And bureaucratic obstacles hindered FEMA's ability to respond, supposedly, four officials inside the agency told Commie Nonsense Network. Self-important people, huh? They always think that they're so important. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem issued a memo in June that she said must personally approve every contract and grant over $100,000. Under that directive, FEMA officials couldn't pre-position urban search and rescue crews closer to the disaster zone, because Kristi Noem did not authorize their deployment until more than 72 hours after the flooding began, so said multiple sources to Commie Nonsense Network. They just hate that woman. Can you blame them? I don't know. Texas also requested aerial imagery from FEMA to aid search operations, a source told Commie Nonsense. However, that response was delayed while awaiting Kristi Noem's signature of the necessary contract. Is she a control freak, or are they evil? I don't know. Maybe both. And Russia continued their aerial assault on the Ukraine's capital, so-called capital, Kiev, for a second night, killing at least two people, wounding more than a dozen others for more than 10 hours. 10 hours, imagine that. The night sky above Kiev, and they spell it K-Y-I-V. Shouldn't it be spelled K-I-E-V? Not sure. Was filled with massive fiery explosions and smoke. That's crazy. Houses, cars, warehouses, and other buildings across the city damaged and caught fire. And a healthcare clinic almost completely destroyed, so said authorities. According to Ukraine's unchristian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, the latest bombardment involved 400 drones and 18 missiles. Crazy. And the FBI is investigating former CIA director John Brennan and former FBI director James Comey for possible false statements to Congress, according to a person briefed on the matter. Probe launched reportedly after current CIA Director John Ratcliffe released a review last week criticizing the 2016 thing pushing the Russian collusion hoax. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. Well, not so new now. It's Thursday. But a brand new biblical question. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Oh, Matt, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And you can podcast the show, folks, if you're not able to just sit and watch it because you got to run around, work out, or whatever. But that doesn't have to stop you from listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. I do want a White History moment from you if you have one. But for now, we take all calls, but it is every Thursday because we love the Bible Thumpers. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire. Oh, man. If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and ready for my life. What does sanctify mean, Hank?
Set apart and made sanct or sacred or something.
Set apart from what?
For the Lord's purposes.
Oh.
Apart from evil people, something like that. Set apart from your own evil.
That's what sanctify me.
I'm shrugging my shoulders.
Is that in the Bible? Is that in the Word?
It is. What in the world? I typed in a search and it closed my whole Brave browser.
Maybe it's not in there. Maybe you're stressing the search.
I definitely stress this computer to the max. And then I complain about punchy.tv's performance. Anyway, sanctified, define. See, it closed again. The world.
AI.
You don't know.
That's for sure.
I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to I'll use far left extremist Chrome. Sanctified, define. Set apart as or declare holy. Set apart as holy or to declare holy. Consecrate, whatever consecrate is. Make legitimate or binding by religious sanction. Free from sin, purify. May God sanctify his soul. Free his soul from sin or purify his soul.
It also means to make Putin pay more money, right?
Sanctify?
Right? That's the thing Trump doing on Putin?
He's sanctifying Putin.
He doesn't have any
money. He's making pure.
No, I think those are sanctions.
Oh, sanctions. Oh. Yeah. I didn't even know.
That's anger.
It took me a while.
Me too.
He had to explain it.
I thought you meant Putin. Well, holy.
Because he's a genius.
Oh, that energy from God. Let's do Super Chat, Hake.
Nice.
Super Chat.
Elijah, yesterday I missed Diamond. Whites built America. Blacks, outdated farm equipment.
What?
You know, the slaves were replaced by the cotton gin.
Oh.
And the machinery. It's so much faster and more efficient and
less complainy. When they created the cotton gin, there were no slaves.
I know, but
remember when they started creating it. Because I left Alabama.
Because we didn't need any more slaves.
Right. No, we didn't need any more cotton pickers.
Right. That's what we mean.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Elijah.
Elijah.
Yeah, he knows stuff.
Right.
Kevin over on Cash App, very generous, says, may all be blessed.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
And if you'd like to support on Cash App, it's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank
Lori
you.
Bought a coffee. This is buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Nice call with the woman and husband judging his daughter when the daughter calls. I use the woman who she and her husband judged the daughter, the smoker voiced gal, yesterday.
Thank
Maybe you.
You
don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no clue.
I used to get a thrill from judging a friend, the one with, you said the guy wears pink panties, but he doesn't. He paints his toenails pink.
Oh.
I used to get a thrill from judging a friend who would call me.
Oh, she would judge somebody wearing pink.
Like her daughter, her stepdaughter's.
Oh, yeah, the mother and the
husband or something.
Right. They were judging the guy with the pink.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
I used to get a thrill from judging a friend who would call me with her messy life. Evil was just justifying the judgment that I'm better than her.
Yeah.
I was actually worse in condemning myself. You speak truth, Jesse.
The one who judges, you can bank on this one. You can bank on it. The one who judges is worse than the one they're judging. And the judger would never get into heaven. You would never see the kingdom of heaven. You can bank on that one. And no matter how many Bibles, how many holy hands, how much you accept in Jesus, you would never enter into the kingdom of heaven as a judger. Amazing. Thank you.
This is from, these are rumbles from yesterday's Punchy TV, which we did live, talking about whether the Epstein supposed list matters and whether on Punchy TV yesterday, we discussed whether the Epstein supposed list, whether that matters.
Oh,
and we
nice.
Also discussed whether or not we can trust flat earthers. And Bill, the engineer, was on Punchy TV.
Nice.
As
he's smart.
Usual lately. And Dolphin Spirit 22 says Bill's curvature calculations on the Earth were a little bit off, but I still got the point. Was that it's such a short distance, the curvature is not something you're going to be able to perceive. Take that, flat earthers.
I rest my case.
Thank you, Dolphin Spirit.
why do people care about the Epstein guy?
Well, let me read this second rumble to explain why this person cares.
Okay.
FK Govs 77 says, yes, it matters, the Epstein supposed list. Institutional, systemic, child abuse, trafficking, and potential blackmailing of powerful folks who run countries, it matters. Anyone who says it doesn't are fakes who are bought off pedophiles
right.
themselves or pedo protectors. The end. Says, forget governments, 77.
But I still don't know why anyone would care about that.
You don't care about child abuse, institutional systemic trafficking and potential blackmailing. When those underage gals got hired by Jeffrey Epstein and trained by those ladies.
Did he make them do it?
I don't know.
Did he make them do it?
I think that they were...
Hired sounded like they were paid.
I mean, I described it as hired because that's what I heard Anchor Baby say, who looked into this stuff a little bit more than me. But yeah, they call it child abuse because they're underage.
But they were old enough to be in the chat. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Over on punchy.tv, Jim in Alaska explains that the Trump Bible, yesterday you had a caller complaining about the Trump Bible.
Right.
It's the King James Version. And then they added at the end, the Pledge of Allegiance, Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, and Bill of Rights in a leather-bound book.
Oh, so they took the Bible, and at the end of the Bible, they put those things into the Bible.
As well.
Oh, that's what that caller
into a book, yeah.
That's what that caller refers to.
That's the God Bless the USA Bible. And he's pretending like they changed the Bible or something, but they didn't.
What a mess. I had no idea.
They just
Thank you. Put
a couple of things together.
Right on.
And Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv answering the biblical question.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
It's easy to say goodbye on all occasions. The past doesn't exist, so nobody and nothing from your past should matter, because it's just memories and emotions. If someone goodbye in the present, it's just the way it is, no reason to be emotional about it, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Eric, 5 coffees. We have no free will. We're either influenced by evil or by good. We're not in control of anything. JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, I'm with you, mate. Trump is my hero as well, my white history hero. You were bang on with everything you said. Jesse, can I have a beta, please, for Karen Bass?
Beta? Bass is a real beta. There's nothing real about her at all, except she is beta. Amazing. Thank you.
Total phony. Yep. Thinking Out Loud says, Jesse, I'm about to turn 30 in 2 days. I make over 6 figures, saved 6 figures, then lost it all trying to become rich quick in the stock market last year. Then turned to gambling. Still live with my parents. Still have a good paying job. Around the same time, I took a job that pays $20 an hour less than my previous job, thinking it would look good under my resume. Oh, I remember you. I'm lost, and I feel like I'm cooked in life. A lot of ego-driven, bogus speech BS, for sure. I should have just moved out when I had enough saved. Should I quit my current job and go back to the old higher-paying job? Any advice? Living the life of a 14-year-old man. Help me.
I recommend you come out of your darkness, man, of your imagination, so you can see the right thing to do. Drop the anger so you can see. And it wouldn't be a question about if you should quit a job or not. All right? So drop your anger so you can see the right decision. I wish you well. Thank you.
Yeah, you sound like a capable man.
Yeah, sure does.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Eric, 5 coffees. God doesn't struggle. The truth doesn't have hard times. In reality, there are no ups and downs in life.
Amazing. Thank you.
Madeline.
Derek said, don't cash out over a life situation. God love you. He said,
don't crash out. Not cash out. But don't cash out either. But
oh,
don't
yeah,
crash out.
Don't crash out over a life situation. God love you. That should help. Thank
nice.
You.
Right on.
Yeah.
Madeline, happy Bible Thumper Thursday. Acts 13:15. Then the Jews stirred up the influential religious women and leaders of the city. They incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas and ran them out of town. I don't know if I had caught that before. Good catch, Madeline.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Stirring up the women.
Is it true?
The religious women, by the way.
Is it true or is this a joke, like an AI thing, that there are white people mad at the Jews because they say the Jews killed Jesus? Is that true? Is that true or not?
It's true.
So there are literally white people who are really mad at the Jew because they think that the Jews killed Jesus.
Yes, but they're just saying that to pile on because they already hate them for other reasons.
Oh, so they already hate the Jews, and so they add an oh, well, I'm mad because they killed Jesus.
They hate them because they're judging them for being evil in other ways or whatever. And they're like, oh, and they killed our Lord.
So is that part of the joke?
It's a bad joke.
What do you mean?
Meaning, you know how some people are just a joke? Their life is a joke, but it's a bad joke because it's not good to be a joke.
Thank you.
They're not kidding. Yeah.
Because I am literally hearing more and more about it. Really? Amazing. Thank you.
Yep.
I still don't believe it's real, but okay.
On Cash App, Anthony says, new illegal song, Cousins in the Closet.
Amazing.
It also says, okay, that's enough Bible thumping for one day.
That's for sure.
He posted that at like 3 a.m.
Thank you.
David, happy White History Month. Friday before last, you advised me to call and apologize to my father for resenting him. I did just that, shaking in my boots. It was amazing. I'll try and call in and tell you about it.
Absolutely. You have no idea, for those who have not done it, you don't know the freedom that will come when you can realize that you're angry and that you're wrong for being angry, period. Anger is evil. And you're wrong for being angry at your mother who really created you her image. All mothers do this to all children, no matter what color or so-called economic status or whatever. But you don't know the freedom that would come when you forgive your mother and your father. Really. Right on for those who are doing it. Amazing. Thank you.
SkyDaddy444, JLP has that wind under his wings. Must be drinking alkaline lemon water and eating for energy. Eating for energy. Keep it up, buddy. Strong arm, American flag. Your bro, Charles from Cincy. Prayer and heart.
Thank you. You are the wind beneath my wings. Thank you. Thank you.
AKP, how do you know when you have overcome your anger? Will the stabs stop?
Eventually, absolutely. How many stabs have you had today, Hake?
I wasn't thinking about it in that way, but there's some brutal ones.
What a mess.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
John says, love the show. God bless.
Thank you, John, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Charles, hey, Jesse, what do you think about these so-called conservatives turning against Trump because of this so-called Epstein list? They're basically willing to hand the country back to the Democrats because of this. After all that Trump has done so far, our country is gone, Jesse.
They're not really supporters of Trump. And that's why it's so easy to turn on them against them with one disagreement because their hearts are wicked. And they're just like, if you really look around in your own world and people who pretend to be your friend or your own family members, what they turn on you the moment you disagree with them about something or they disagree with you, it's the same spirit. They're not, no such thing as real friends. These people are not real supporters of Trump. He's just doing something that make them feel good, but they're not like true supporters. And I think Trump knows that. That's why he does what he got to do. He's willing to stand alone. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Sam, Jesse, what's the answer to who are you? I think I've cracked it. I'm a spirit created in the image of God. I stand for what is right and good.
Amazing.
Chow Young Cat, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20.
Bible Thumper Thursday. I got to stop there.
Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later. Thursday.
Thank you. All right, get you some calls. I'm sound bites here. Amazing. Let me go to Terry, a first time caller out of Texas. Terry, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing, buddy?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Terry.
Happy White History. Hey, I said people think I'm crazy when I tell them Happy White History Month.
I know.
They said some old white man came up with that day.
But if you say
I sing
Happy
Black History
Month, I
sing them that song.
What?
I sing them the song because I work at the hospital and I sing them the song in the ER. I think I'm crazy.
Amazing.
I had a quick question for you.
Yes.
When my wife says that I don't show enough emotion, that I need to cry more, I need to be more intact with my emotions, what do you think she's saying?
That she is lost and she wants you to be lost and that she wants to control you.
Is that what that means?
100%. Because you can't control, you can only control the person or people if they're emotional. And that's why when our enemy wants to control us, they keep us angry, they keep us divided, they keep us fighting, so that as long as you're fighting, you're angry, they have control of you. And if you notice, whenever your wife wants to control you, she does things or says things that make you feel good. And then if that doesn't work, she says things that make you feel bad or would do things that make you feel bad. And if you react either way, she has control over you. So if she's telling you she's losing control over you and she doesn't like that.
If she's like, why don't you cry? So when the last time have you cried? I'm like, yeah, but my grandmother died about 10 years ago. She said, you need to just let it out. Sometimes you got to just cry and just let it out and we can cry together. Like, I don't know. She's trying to turn me into a woman or something.
Absolutely.
You want me to be a man or you want me to be a woman?
Yeah, don't fall for it.
Yeah. She said, I said, man, I'm going to call Jesse about that. She's like, you need to stop listening to Jesse. I'm black.
He black. No, but don't be angry at her. She's lost. But don't fall back into the darkness. She can't help it. She can't see.
Hey, let me tell you something funny, Jesse. Whenever I'm like, yeah, I think about getting my masseuse license, and she's like, what would Jesse think about that?
Well, I wish her well. She can't see. Amazing.
So I shouldn't worry about my last question. I shouldn't, when she says that I need to be more intact with my emotions, and when she see a, because she signed me up to talk to this female counselor therapist about emotion control and letting go of emotions. And I told her I don't want to talk to no woman about my emotions.
Yeah, that's right.
And she says, you need to be more intact. You should talk to this therapist. $80 an hour, Jesse.
Wow.
Counselor.
Go ahead.
You think I should cancel my appointment?
Are you even considering talking to a woman about your issue?
Every time I have, man, it didn't go good for me. It's
what?
Just a bunch of crazy stuff.
So why
every time I've talked to a woman about it, but my wife is like, my wife's a, She's going to school for nurse practitioner. She's a nurse right now. And she's going to school, and she's like, oh, I learned this in school. Men, you need to cry more. You should talk to licensed
whatever. Are you seriously thinking about counseling with a woman?
I don't know. I'm trying to get some advice. I thought about it for a second, but I'm like, how is this going to work out? She's going to be on her side, right? I mean,
no,
it's
not
out
that
for me.
She's going to be on your wife's side. It's just that a man should never, never, ever, 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 ever tell a woman his weakness. He shouldn't show it nor tell her, because women are going to only hate you for your weakness. In their nature, because of the God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, the woman looked to the man for the light. She should look to God and not the man, but she's subject to the man. And if you go and talk to this woman about your issues, not only is the female counselor going to judge you, so will your wife. And your wife is never going to respect you. And she never will let you forget your weakness. It just doesn't work that way. It's not created by God to work that way.
Yeah. You're right, man. You're right. I didn't realize what you were saying was true until I went and forgave.
Yeah.
When I went and forgave my mom and all that stuff, and I started like listening to your show and opened my eyes, and I changed my perception on things. And just like, man, every time, like, it sounds funny and it sounds cliche when you say that, but every time I listen to a woman head on, I suffer like big time.
Even God, like,
even my mom.
Even your mother, what?
Even my mom was like my ex-wife, she's like, you should listen to her. You need to listen. You need to, like, she would just give me advice about my ex-wife and, like, telling me, you need to cater to her. She a black queen. You need to cater to her. You should never make her upset. Happy wife, happy life. She would just, like brainwash me and, like, turn me into a slave to women. And I was just like, dang. And I started listening to you, and they were like, well, your head is strong, but Jesse kind of, he don't want, basically, I don't know how she's
God
wording,
said
she
that
saying,
every time the man listen, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. I mean, there's no way around it. Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And every time the man listen to the woman, he does suffer. Now, if you like, when the woman talk about when she can see hell in other women, you can just hear that because women are closer to hell. They're closer to the ground. And so they can pick up hell right away because it's out of them too. Now, when she tell you that woman got hell in her, listen to that, but I wouldn't listen to them for anything else.
So when that's, so she said a black woman is the queen and all that stuff.
Well, she is.
Kind of like
she's the queen from hell.
Come on, Jesse. How can I explain this to somebody without offending them?
Just like this. You're right, wife. They are queens, but they're the queen of hell. They're the queen of Satan.
Amazing.
You explain it like that. Because of time, I got to run, Terry, but are you doing the silent prayer and all that?
Man, I do it in the morning time. When I get off for work, when I go to sleep. I start the silent prayer when I go to sleep.
Well, at least do it as soon as you get home or whatever, because you want to become more conscious. You want to be present. You want to be in the light so you can see how to deal with your wife and everybody and every situation, all right?
Yes, sir.
But I wouldn't advise you fall for this lie that you should be emotional. Women are not happy emotional. They're very insecure. They worry. They stress. They insecure and everything. They're not happy being emotional at all. And so they think that if they can make the children and everybody else emotional, it's going to make them feel better, but they only get worse. They don't get better.
Hey, Jesse, man, thank you for all your hard work, man.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Rodney is a first-time caller out of Illinois. Rodney, Happy White History Month. You're on the air.
8th year of Happy White History Month. Awesome. Amazing.
Amazing.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. My name's actually Ramiro. I don't know why I lied about it. Nobody I know listens to this show anyways.
Yeah, just don't say your last name, though.
Okay. So I prayed for a sign, and I actually got it. But now I'm wondering, was that from the Heavenly Father or Satan? So let me tell you what's going on. I dated this woman for 2 years.
Hold on. Can you hold? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll come right back to you. Back in a moment. Oh, Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Amazing. Happy White History Month. And today is Bible Thumper Thursday. Don't forget, folks, your personal shout outs. I'll do them for you. Personal shout outs. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Encouragement. Whatever. Marriage. Wedding announcement. Whatever. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for personal shout out. And for all of your merch, and we have amazing merch. Punchy's coffee, all kinds of stuff at JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or rebuildingaman.shop. Mugs, hoodies, t-shirts, Punchy's coffee, all kinds of stuff. And I'm trying to see some of them. Books, amazing books. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores. RebuildingAMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? And thanks for help and supporting our work, too. We got a lot of work to do, and we can't do it without you. Thank you. I want to go quickly back to Rodney, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Rodney, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You asked God for a sign, and what happened?
Yeah, I was dating this girl, and I found a cancer. Or my doctor found a cancerous tumor in my colon, and so they wanted me to do 6 infusions. I did 3, and I decided, screw it, I don't care if I live or die. So I realized I don't even love myself. So I broke up with my girlfriend because I figured I'm not even qualified to be dating anyone. When we were dating, this guy asked her to a show behind my back. I told her that this guy's a snake for doing that. That seems disrespectful. Do you agree with that?
Yes, without your permission, absolutely.
Right, right. She didn't see it that way. She thought it was okay. Well, I broke up with her. 3 months later, I missed her and I wanted her back. She's dating that guy.
I rest my case.
So I'm like, do I want... do I want a woman to... Can't even see a snake right in front of her. So I prayed for a sign. I asked the Heavenly Father for a... I don't know why I said this. It was just the first thing that came to my head. I asked for an orange elephant to continue pursuing her or a blue kangaroo to stop pursuing her. And 3 days later, I'm driving around with my cousin and I see a big sign of a blue kangaroo. Yeah, apparently there's a laundromat. There's a laundromat in Aurora. Called the Blue Kangaroo. Big sign of a blue kangaroo right in my face. So I'm wondering, did the Heavenly Father give that to me or was it Satan? Because he said when we pray, we're praying to Satan unless we're doing the silent prayer, right?
So the So the blue kangaroo is to keep her or forget about her?
To stop pursuing her.
And so you saw a blue one?
Yeah.
And so that was decided to stop pursuing her?
Yeah, I asked for a blue kangaroo, and he showed me an actual sign.
And
a blue kangaroo.
This is the woman that is dating your friend now?
He's not my friend. He's
right.
Yeah.
You want to pursue this woman that's dating that guy?
I was trying to.
Why?
I was trying to get her back because I'm an idiot, I guess. Because I've broke up with many women, and I've never had a problem just moving on and finding another one. But this one, I don't know. I missed her. And I wanted her back. She's the cutest, funniest. She makes me laugh like no one else. Funniest woman I ever met.
But he's making other people laugh too, apparently.
Yeah.
And so your question for me is what?
Well, I asked for a blue kangaroo, and he actually showed me a sign of a blue kangaroo. I'm just wondering, was that from the Heavenly Father or from Satan? Because you always say when we pray, we're praying to Satan, unless we're doing the
one thing
silent
I promise
prayer,
you.
Correct?
Why would you ask God for a woman and about that kind of thing? Why would you ask God that?
Why would I ask him what?
About give you a sign if you should pursue this woman or not. Why would you ask that of God?
I don't know. Just looking for some help, I guess. Because I'm driving myself crazy over here. Pining over her. Like a fool.
Yeah. And so you drive yourself crazy over there. Pining for her, and so you want her back, and she's going to make your pain even worse. Why don't you get over the pain rather than wanting to bring Satan back in your life to make you, to cause the pain to become greater?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, this one, I don't know, she's got my heart.
She got your ego. She makes you feel good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you that you need somebody or something to make you feel good? What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. I feel empty.
And why?
Or I used to.
What?
I don't know, Jesse. It's a good question.
And why do you feel empty?
Well, I used to. I don't know. I feel like I have the Heavenly Father now.
If you felt like you had the Heavenly Father, you wouldn't feel empty. You wouldn't be empty. Why do you feel empty?
I don't know. Good question. I can't answer it.
And so since you don't know why you feel empty, why do you think a woman or anything physical can solve or fill up that emptiness? Why do you think it's physical that you need?
You're stumping me. I don't know. I don't know, Jesse.
Have you heard me say, drop your anger?
Yes.
Have you done that?
I'm trying to. I feel like I need to go to this guy and forgive him for doing that to me so I can let it go.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, and my father.
You went to them?
What was that?
You went to your mother?
Yes, I went to her and had the discussion, yes.
Okay. The reason that you're feeling empty because you have not returned to the Father. You got to drop your anger, do the silent prayer, and stay and die from your imagination, your ego.
Right. That's what I'm trying to do.
But you're not
the silent prayer.
If you're not trying to, you're not trying to do if you're trying to get this woman back.
All right.
What do you think about that?
I think you're right.
Why don't you suffer the ego death, meaning let suffer the loss of your imagination and emotions so you can return to the Father, and that emptiness will be taken away from you. It will be fueled by the spirit of truth. It will be fueled by the spirit of God, and you will want for nothing anymore.
So this silent prayer, is it more like just listening?
It's
listening for messages from him?
No, it's about watching and not you. Watch those thoughts. Those thoughts that says, I'm lonely, or I'm empty, or I'm afraid, I'm stressed, I'm suicidal, I'm this and I'm that. You watch that and don't call it you. Be aware of those thoughts. Don't do anything about them, but be aware of them. And the Father will destroy the darkness. Those are dark, evil spirits in you. And if you really want God's help, you got to surrender all of that to God, and he will take them away from you. And you will be free. And you will have no void, no loneliness, or anything ever again.
Is there a set amount of time that you're supposed to just sit there and do that?
I recommend 30 minutes, but when you first start out, 10 minutes, 15, 20, and you'll grow into time. But at least 10, 15, 20 minutes to start.
All right.
And that woman, you should be glad to see that she is not from God. And that guy, be glad to see that he's not your friend. And don't be mad. Excuse me. Don't be mad at either one of them. They cannot help. They're blind like you are. They can't help themselves.
Right.
They can't see. Don't have anything to do with them, but don't be angry.
Right. I agree.
And when you feel lonely, don't ever say, I'm lonely again. You're not lonely. That's the ego nature that you need to die from. God said, and it's Bible Thump and Thirst, if you want to live, you must die. You got to give up a life to get a life. And the life you have to give up are your thoughts, emotions, your ideas, your belief, and all of those things. You got to die from that so you can be free.
All right. All right, thank you, Jesse.
Don't get that woman bad. Be done with her.
Could I at least stay friends with her or no?
No. Why you want to be friends with her?
Wow. Because she was my best friend.
A man should never have a female best friend.
Well, shit. All right.
Why would you have a female best friend? You don't have to let her know your monthly cycle, right?
The what? No.
So why would you need a female best friend?
I don't know. I don't.
Did God say to seek first the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you? Or did he say seek a woman?
Seek God.
So why are you seeking a woman? Because if you seek the woman, Satan's going to give you a woman and will always be the wrong one. It will never work because that woman will become your God and you will not know how to deal with her.
You are right.
Why are you seeking a woman? You shouldn't even be thinking about a woman. You should be thinking about seeking what's right, the truth. Put that first before everybody or everything.
Okay.
And then when you do that, life will work for you perfectly. But if you're seeking a woman or money or whatever, that will become your God. And I'm repeating myself, but it will destroy you because it will always let you down. There is no peace in that. You're not supposed to be thinking about a woman. You're supposed to be thinking about seeking God.
All right. Okay.
How old are you?
44.
So I highly recommend you do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and don't call loneliness you again. When you feel lonely, don't say, oh, I'm so lonely for that woman. It's enough to say, I see those thoughts, I feel the pain, but it's not me. I'm not the pain. And you will be made free. But if you take that woman back, try to be friends with her, I promise you, you will regret it. It will not work.
All right.
What do you think about that? Any question about that?
I think you're right. I usually agree 99% of the time with you. So, yeah.
So it's time for you to overcome the world, man.
And she did not like you. She did not want me listening to you.
Because she doesn't want you to know the truth. She wants to control you.
Right. All right. Thank you, Justin.
All right. I wish you well.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to, hold on here, Jameer. Jameel, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you, Jesse?
All is well.
I got a question for you because...
Speak up a little louder.
How about now? Is it good now?
Yeah, you're not on a speaker on Bluetooth or anything, right?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I totally agree with you on the, listening to experts and knowledge and intellect. It's kind of making people dumb. Ironically, it makes them dumber. And this brings me back to, Genesis, when God was trying to keep us away from the tree of knowledge. I'm wondering, how do you interpret that? What was God trying to keep us away from? That's my first question. And my second question is, what did that cause when we ate that, when Eve ate that, the tree of knowledge,
your perspective? Before Eve ate the tree of knowledge, she only knew good. She did not know evil. She only knew God. She knew her husband. And so as a result of only knowing good, she wasn't able to judge. And not judging, she wasn't playing God. She knew there was a God, a true God. But the moment she ate from the tree of evil, the tree of knowledge, she then became aware of good and evil. And becoming aware of good and evil, she thought she was God. She thought she knew right from wrong. She thought that she could make decisions on her own, that she didn't need God. And so she became her own God, which is evil. Mm. And that's what happened.
Do you think that because of that as well, people tend to have intellect as their God, or all of this knowledge of stuff?
100%.
And really it's just keeping you in your head?
Absolutely.
And God was trying to keep us away from that?
People think
that makes a lot of sense to me.
Because they think they know good and evil, they think they a God, because they can judge, they make decisions, they think they know what they want, and all that, so they play God.
That's deep. That's very deep.
And that's what the sin is, and people who play God are evil, and that's why God said, you got to confess your sin, that your heart is wicked. You've been playing God, you're judging. And if you don't confess your sins of playing God, you can never enter into the kingdom of heaven because you already think that you're God.
Right. Yeah, that's deep. That's deep. I also noticed something after that incident had happened with Adam and Eve, God, and I think he was talking to Satan or something. Yeah, I'm black.
Because I hear your fire alarm.
It's my truck. You said it was a fire alarm. I noticed God, after that thing happened, he said, he was talking to Satan. He's like, what have you done? Now they have become like us, knowing about good and evil.
Yeah.
That's deep. I'm wondering, what did God mean, become like us? And who's us?
He said that they become like us?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Right now, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it says in Genesis, after that whole thing happened, that God, he was angry with Satan, and he said, what have you done? They have become like us, knowing of good and evil.
Well, I know for a fact that, as I said, Adam and Eve only knew good before Eve listened to the serpent and Adam listened to the woman. But so once they did that, they became, in their own minds, they became gods too. Like God, they thought they knew right from wrong.
Right.
So maybe you were referring to that.
Deep. That's deep, man. Now we're not, now I noticed, like, with the experts too that are so knowledgeable, they're like leading us astray more, especially with mental health.
Yeah.
Like the mental health experts. One of my favorite interviews with you is when you interviewed this one mental health guy, and he like admitted that nobody knows what mental health even is.
Right.
He has the degrees and all of this crap.
And mental health, and anyone who has anger, they are mentally ill because they're evil. They have the nature of Satan, and Satan's nature is mentally illness, is evil. And so anyone,
right.
And I don't care who, Christian or not, religious, Pope or Jewish or whatever, if you have anger, you're mentally ill. That's why all the things you do are mental. Mentally ill, always wrong decisions and everything, because you're mentally ill.
Yeah, that's deep, man. I still feel like I have some anger, honestly. But my anger is like financial anger. If that makes sense. Like,
no,
it doesn't make sense.
Why would you be angry about finance?
It's just being like with debt and stuff, like just having to. I don't know. It's
and
just
how is that
happening
in this situation by being angry, though? Is anger bringing you out of debt?
No, it's just a reaction to the situation. It's not helping me at all.
So why don't you cut that out and don't fall for it? Don't call that anger you. And just let that pass so you can see your way out of debt.
Right.
No,
and I've been working on that. Why don't I do that?
Yeah.
I do sometimes, but sometimes I've been catching myself almost before, like when it's too late, like I'm already getting angry and stuff. But I get out of that and return back home, though. But to answer your question, it's just it's a battle. It's like a fight. So sometimes I'm winning and sometimes I'm losing, and then I catch myself and start winning again.
Lay your weapon down and you will always win. Stop fighting. If you want to win the battle of any fight, stop fighting and you will win. You're going to lose as long as you're fighting.
Right. That's deep, man. That's deep. I appreciate you, Jesse.
You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Chow Young Cat says, be faithful. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12.
Mama stop a thirst. Thank you.
Christian Cross emoji.
Right on.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Madeline, three coffees. I shouted happy White History Month to my white friends last week. The white women looked aghast and clutched their pearls, quote unquote. Only the men and the Gen Z female were receptive,
right,
laughing
on.
Face with tears.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy White History Month.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I mean, you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
some serious mess going on in the world in the FBI, or has gone on in the world. Did you know that the FBI, sometimes people in the FBI lie, and the Secret Service who were involved in the 2024 rally at Butler, PA, where they this 21-year-old person allegedly tried to assassinate our greatest president and successfully killed some Trump supporters is terrible, or at least one guy. And a little update on this, the Secret Service there and NASA. It does not mean lies in Hebrew, okay? It does not mean to deceive in Hebrew. You conspiracy theorists and flat earthers and space deniers, shout out. Come at me, bros and sisters. Call into the Hake Report, which is live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, July 10th, AD 2025, the end of hour two. Hour three is coming right up. The lines are full. Hang tight, callers. We will get to you. We appreciate you. We see you. But you can call in every so often if you're not on hold, right? In case you have to, in case some of the people who are on hold have to disconnect for whatever reason or something happens, call in just in case a line opens up. You who would like to speak with JLP or who ought to. Nice. And after the Hake Report, which is live right after JLP, right after Hake, American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday, right after Hake, except Friday, he's right after the Fallen State. Okay. The Fallen State is right after Hake on Friday. And then Anchor Baby is live right after the Fallen State. Nice on Friday, usually streaming from elsewhere other than the studio here. Okay. Right on, American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble, and elsewhere. But he hasn't been going live on DLive, but you can follow his Gorgon's Ola on DLive and X and elsewhere. But anyway, it is Hake News, not fake news, supposedly. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, CIA director, current CIA director, John Ratcliffe released a review last week that criticized the 2016 U.S. intelligence community that assessment that found that Russian President Vladimir Putin had sought to intervene in the election on Trump's behalf, on Donald Trump's behalf. Ratcliffe's review did not dispute the intelligence community's finding that Putin preferred Trump to Hillary Clinton because Putin is a man and he knows that men are better for peace on earth, goodwill towards men, Putin being a Christian, of course, right? Supposedly. And Hillary, a phony. However, John Ratcliffe, had claimed the assessment, quote, was conducted through an atypical and corrupt process. When asked about the investigation, John Brennan said nobody from the FBI, John Brennan being a bad one, former CIA director John Brennan, who's being investigated by the FBI right now. John Brennan said that nobody from the FBI, DOJ, CIA had reached out to him, which means tried to contact him. The CIA and Comey declined to comment. That's James Comey, the former tall husband to feminist mother and feminist daughters, supposedly Republican. Declined to comment, the former FBI director. And the CIA are lamos as well sometimes, I guess, apparently. And anyway, Secret Service agents involved in the 2024 rally in Butler, PA, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, where Trump was injured and a rally-goer was killed by a would-be assassin, have been suspended. Agents have been suspended, per multiple sources. Several agents, at least a few, at the service's Pittsburgh field office, along with one agent on Trump's detail that day, and a counter-sniper, who were issued suspensions ranging from a few weeks to over a month. At least two are appealing their suspensions. Numerous congressional investigations and federal reports found multiple failures that day by the Secret Service and maybe others, including communication breakdowns with local police who spotted the shooter and confronted him on a nearby roof. What a mess, huh? Anyway, I guess I'll have to tell you about NASA on the Hake Report if you're interested. TheHakeReport.com. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show live anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. You can podcast if you can't sit and watch it right there. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are you ready?
I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
I don't feel your faith.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to know, and by the way, happy White History Month. It's July, and July is White History. I do want to hear your White History moment, moment too. I want to know, though, should the president allow this to happen while trying to do a job, while trying to enforce the law? Should he allow this to happen? Fox is reporting. And do you believe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that this is a sign of our enemies within? They're hiding within our country. There are American citizens who are enemies of America. Do you believe that? Fox 2 has reported the Trump administration is blasting a new app designed to warn people about the presence of immigration officers in the vicinity. Watch this for Fox 2.
Incidents like this one in San Francisco from last week, where crowds showed up to confront immigration officials, are becoming more common as the Trump administration continues to push for 3,000 arrests per day. Now, technology may come into play with an app called Ice Block. Joshua Aaron, the app developer, said it allows users to post the location of immigration officers conducting arrests or other activity.
You can put them in the app. You know, you can basically drop a pin, if you will. It's we call it reporting a sighting. And it's just to alert others around you within a 5-mile radius.
Aaron first posted IceBlock to the App Store in the beginning of April. It has now grown tremendously in popularity, so much so the Trump administration has taken notice. Attorney General Pam Bondi has warned Aaron to, quote, watch out, that he may be prosecuted because she said the app threatens the lives of law enforcement officers. And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said she is looking at prosecuting not only the app developer, but at least one media agency that reported on the app.
Amazing, huh? Is that evil for this guy to create an app that would support criminals by warning them that ICE is on the way? Should that be illegal, and should this guy be punished for doing that? The developer claimed the app is to reduce the likelihood of violent encounters.
Aaron said the increased focus has now pushed the app to the top of the Apple Store social app downloads. He said, contrary to what the Trump administration said, the aim of IceBlock is to reduce the likelihood of any sort of violent encounter. He said the app is similar in concept to a navigation app that helps users avoid red light cameras or speed traps.
You see speed trap ahead, you slow down, use a little bit more caution, and that's the end of it. And that's exactly what we're trying to do with IceBlock. Just use caution, as in go away from the situation. Just turn around. That's all you have to do, and just avoid confrontation altogether.
So how the people who hate good, how are they going to go away from this confrontation? That doesn't make sense. He's telling them where they're going to be, where they're located, how they're going to go away from it. Look how crazy the people are already trying to protect illegals, the criminals, and fighting against the government, the law enforcers who are trying to protect us. A law professor argued prosecutors are unlikely to prevail in this case. Hello?
As for the possibility of prosecution, law professor David Levine from UC School of Law San Francisco said it is unlikely prosecutors would prevail against the developer, users, or the media for reporting on IceBlock, since it boils down to a First Amendment issue.
There's nothing illegal about that, about using publicly available information. These cases should be easily defeated in court if and when they're brought. You know, this may just be the threat of the day, the bluff of the day.
Now, we did check earlier this afternoon the app was still available for download in the App Store. Aaron said that he has no plans of taking it down, or he said monetizing it. He says he's funding it himself, and he says he'll continue to do so until he said it's no longer needed.
And so what's the difference in this guy warning the people where ICE is showing up and those people who are showing up to fight ICE? What's the difference? I'm black and slow, so I probably don't understand. Maybe you smart people do. I'm not getting it. Amazing. And one other quick one, and I'll go to your calls and super chat. What a mess, huh? Hell on earth. This is hell on earth. Inside of human beings. Human nature is wicked. Also, the enemy could be inside your home. Fox 2 is reporting a man was shot and killed at his own 4th of July party in Oakland by a party goer who was considered a close friend, according to the victim family. Watch this from Fox 2. This is amazing.
The wife tells me her husband loved getting together with family and friends, and now she's in shock
that the suspect is someone they consider to be a brother.
This video shows Tim Conover hosting a July 4th barbecue at his North Oakland home just hours before he was shot and killed by a family friend attending the gathering.
Like, it just was like a rapid, like, pop, 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 pop. So that's why fireworks in my head and everything's going off. Like, there's fireworks going on everywhere.
But they were not fireworks. They were gunshots. Zazie Cribbs, the victim's wife, tells me Dwayne Stewart, known as Wesley, fired multiple shots at her husband as people were leaving the gathering. She says Wesley had urinated in their living room and that her husband repeatedly asked Wesley to lie down and go to sleep because he appeared to be under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Her husband died in front of their home. The 37-year-old loved barbecuing. His wife never imagined he would be killed by a friend they welcomed into their home. She has a message for the suspect.
Why? We were family. Like, all he wanted was for the best for you.
Mason, what do you think about that one? Now do you believe there's no such thing as a friend? That's another made-up word. You want to know why? Well, they said he was high and drunk or drinking and high or something. Amazing. One is the best for someone, I'm being told, is bad news. What a mess, huh? It's a spiritual fight, folks. Until you admit that you're evil, anyone that has resentment, anyone that has anger, I don't care who you are, you're evil. You're angry. You're resentful. And you should not be trusted. You are being manipulated and controlled by evil. Oh, amazing. What do you all think about that? It is Bible Thumping Thursday. Let me go over to Belgium. And I asked who is this, Derek? I mean, Derek not telling me. James, who is this? Najiti. I want to make sure I say it right. Najiti. I asked her to call back. Yesterday we ran out of time. Najiti, thanks for calling back. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
I'm very grateful to be, you know, growing up in the Western culture, like in the Netherlands and in Belgium.
Let me hear you let me hear you say your name.
Nang. Gi.
Gi.
Gi with a G-H. Gi.
Gi.
T.
T.
Nang Gi T.
Nang Gi T. I will remember that. Thank you.
I'm very grateful for, you know, quote unquote, the whites for having so much patience for, you know, someone like myself, because I came from South America with a completely different mentality about, you know, living life.
Yeah.
And they've just always been very graceful to me. And I pretty much have everything to thanks to, you know, these values about forgiveness and, you know, taking own responsibility and not taking life that too seriously.
Right.
And not blaming others for your issues, you know, seeking to reflect in yourself first before you blame it on somebody else, as this country, well, at least Belgium and the Netherlands, would never have been built if we were out here blaming other folks for our problems. But that's just to the side. My question is really, when do I know that I'm acting out of anger?
Where will you know that you are acting out of anger?
Or, yeah, because let's say when how do you recognize anger? What is it exactly?
You recognize it when you recognize it when you feel something, either so-called good or bad. When you feel emotional about anything, that is anger. That is resentment. That is evil. That's how you recognize it.
So let's say I'm asking someone, like, hey, you know, it's important for me if you brush your teeth twice so that I can, like, kiss you and, you know, feel attracted to you. I obviously feel a type of way about that.
Right.
But is it wrong for me to ask? Is that anger?
It's evil for you to be angry if they about them doing it or not doing it. If you can ask without having any personal opinion about it, you'll be fine.
But it's the fact that I want to kiss that person and feeling a type of way about it, is that
evil?
It is?
Yes.
So, like, I should just continue kissing this person, or can I then just decide, like, hey, I don't want to do it?
Why do you need to feel something about it to ask, do you mind brushing your teeth there? Why do you need to feel something?
Well, you know, it's not like in the beginning, like, it's something that I've asked now multiple times, right? So it's like not, and it's just a big deal when I see someone is not doing it after they did say they're going
to
do it.
So you asked multiple times, could you brush your teeth? I'd like to kiss you, but you need to brush your teeth, and they won't do it?
Yeah.
And how do you feel when they don't do it? Well, how do you feel about it?
Okay, wait. I feel, yeah, just rage, I guess. That's anger, right?
Why do you feel rage?
Because I feel like that person is then not upholding, you know, what he or she said to do. And it's, I'm repulsed by it, right? So
why do you feel rage?
Because I don't know that it's going to be better. I don't have it under control.
And does that person have a right to brush his teeth if he want to or not? Does he have a right to do what he want with his own teeth?
Yes.
And what gives you the right to be angry at him because he is doing what he want to do with his own teeth?
Because I'm the one who's kissing him, right?
Right. And so your rage is all about you. It's about your ego. It's not about him at all. You're mad because you can't control him to do what you want him to do.
That's true.
And if you were not judging him, you be you and let him be himself. If he didn't want to brush his teeth, okay, fine. And if you didn't want to kiss him as a result, you'll be okay, fine. But you wouldn't be angry about it. You wouldn't be judgmental.
Okay, so, but I do... Right. So this is exactly why I'm asking this question, because do I then have the right to be like, okay, well, then I just don't want to kiss you anymore?
Absolutely. But you don't have a right to be mad about it. You have a right to be mad if you want to stay in your hell. And so if you don't want to kiss with a man that doesn't want to brush his teeth, you have a right not to kiss. And he doesn't have a right to be mad about that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We do not have a right as human beings to judge. We are not God. And anger, resentment, happiness, and all that is evil. You're trying to control it.
Yeah. Yeah, that helps. That helps a lot. Yeah, it's good to know, you know. I do hear what you're saying about not having control over someone else. I think what you were saying earlier, that women are, in a way, very insecure.
Yes.
We don't know what the best thing to do is. We don't just be like, okay, well, then I'm not going to kiss you and not feel anything about it. You're right. Just like, yeah, but I tried. I'm trying, you know, to explain to you why. And then you feel emotional because it's not happening. And obviously, I want to overcome it. So it's very helpful to be able to know exactly where it's being triggered, you know?
Yeah. Women always try to recreate somebody in their image. The children, the husband, the daddy of the children, they're all other people. They're always, because of their insecurity and lostness, they're always trying to recreate other people in their image, thinking that that's going to make them feel better. So I recommend, and it sounds like you're getting it, don't judge this man. Don't be resentful toward him. If he doesn't want to brush his teeth and you don't want to kiss him unless he brushes his teeth, it's enough to know that you don't want to do that. You're not going to do it. But he also have a right to not brush his teeth if he doesn't want to. And you don't have a right to have an opinion about it.
Okay. Yeah.
When are you coming back for a visit to America?
Well, I would really, really love to come soon. So, yeah, hopefully we get to see each other again and I get to also introduce my family to you.
Did you tell me you had a baby?
I have a 7-month-old, Jesse. Life has changed.
And then while making that baby, did you kiss?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And while making that baby, were you kissing?
Busy thinking about, no.
Teeth?
No.
I didn't think so. you weren't angry then?
No, I was not. I was really not angry then, no. It's just crazy. But as I said, you know, life is so much more beautiful now. Living in presence, you know, the majority of the time. And whenever I'm like tempted to, well, not tempted, but triggered to go in the other way, I also do see like this is not real, right? So just having to work through it. And I'm really, really grateful because I got to learn this from you and sharing that also with the people around me. And it's just had like a great effect on my life.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm doing it. Yeah. No, I'm doing the silent prayer.
Yeah. Stay with
and,
that.
Yeah. And also I need Hassan to stop being a beta. I understand like where he's at, you know, when I was a beta, I was also very afraid to tell people like honest opinion, but he can tell his friends honest opinion about what, you know, is the right thing to do.
Well, I hope you hear because I don't know what you're referring to. Let me ask, and then I got to run because of time. Mm-hmm. The white girl, I can't think of her name, so I got to say white girl.
That.
Is she still in L.A.?
She is. You know, she's married.
She's married now?
And she's the god. Yeah, and she's the godmother of my son.
What's her first name?
Frida.
Frida?
Yes.
Hey, Frida. So no wonder I haven't seen her. She's married. What the?
You met her husband.
I did?
But you didn't meet her. Yeah. She was there with her fiance. Well, fiance. At the time.
But I just didn't know that was her fiance?
I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish her well. No wonder. Yeah. What love got to do with it?
Yeah.
Amazing. I got to run. What?
I know. No, yeah, but we still really, yeah.
Right
it's
on.
Just beautiful how also, you know, all of that came together. So
right on.
Thank you, Jesse. And yeah, we'll stay in touch, I'm sure.
Yeah, drop the anger and let life happen.
Okay.
All right. I wish you well. Call me again.
Thank you.
All right.
I will.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Sergio out of Los Angeles. Sergio, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jess?
All is well.
Hey, so I wanted a Bible thump today.
Okay.
Because it's Bible thump for Thursday, right?
So Bible thump for Thursday.
And you guys were speaking on it recently, right, with the guy from New Jersey, where it says that I just wanted to comment on how if we continue the judgment, like, we won't get the tree of life, right? Because that's how, like, basically what I got from it in Genesis, it says that when they took the fruit, and he said, the guy in New Jersey touched on it, he said, God said, now they know, like us, between right and wrong, right?
Yeah.
So then they got kicked out of the garden. But they didn't get kicked out of the garden for knowing what's right and wrong. They get kicked out because, and then the verse next to that, it says, let's kick them out, lest they take the fruit of life, right? So if you continue doing the judgment and knowing between right and wrong, you'll never get the tree of life. And then Jesus came and taught us that same thing. That's why Jesus came and not to judge.
And what is the tree of life?
Eternal life.
But no one will get that until they stop playing God.
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly what I'm saying. Because in the Bible, it tells you that. It tells you. They got kicked out because they know the difference between right and wrong. So if they stop doing stop thinking that they know the difference between right and wrong,
right,
they'll be allowed the tree of life.
Yes.
And it goes on to saying,
that's why he, like, said that you have to confess your sin. And the sin is, I am playing God. I think I know right from wrong. I judge myself and others and all that, playing God. So that's what you're confessing, that you're playing God, and that's of the heart. And once men and women do that, they shall be made. They can enter into eternal life.
I agree, and it's funny because the Bible tells you to do it, tells you to stop judging, because then if you don't stop judging, you're gonna get kicked out of the garden.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get the tree of life.
Absolutely. Let me ask, because of time, and I don't want to repeat that over and over again. Is it ever okay to arrest a person while they're in a church service?
I mean, yeah, of course. Well, you broke the law. What does the church have to do anything with it?
WFLA is reporting that in this shocking clip, Sheriff's Judge? James, is it Judge? Jet team arrested a murder suspect in the middle of a church service. Watch this from WFLA.
I don't believe he would have tried to have harmed me. If he did, it would have been his last worst mistake.
A Hillsborough County murder suspect may have spent his last moments of freedom listening to a sermon from the Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd.
The sheriff says he was speaking to a congregation Sunday and his phone kept going off. He ignored it until the speech was over, and he was shocked to find out what had been going on.
So that no one can say any of this.
Inside a packed Green Pond Baptist Church in Polk City Sunday, Sheriff Grady Judd was spreading a message about morality and doing the right thing, not knowing somebody accused of doing a very wrong thing was listening.
I continue to get cell phone is buzzing. Well, of course, I'm not going to stop in the middle of the sermon.
Once his sermon was over, the sheriff saw what all the buzzing was about.
Little did I know, my staff was trying to say, hey, there's a guy with a murder warrant in there with you.
Polk County deputies had tracked 56-year-old John Skeen to the church. He was wanted for a murder in Ruskin 2 days earlier. Deputies in Hillsborough County say Skeen shot and killed a man at a home they were staying at while fishing.
What I believe happened is he was going to come to church, rededicate his life with the minister, and then turn himself in to me. Only our sergeant and deputies arrested him before he got a chance to do that.
Skeen is a longtime member of the Green Pond Baptist Church.
Amazing. And if you think that's bad, here's some more action in a different church in a different town. WLBT is reporting an elderly woman was dragged out of a Mississippi church. Right after the break. Hold on, sir. Sergio. I got to take a break. I want you to respond to this one too, Sergio. And everybody else. Right after this quick break, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And then Stretch Off is on peel.net.
Always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And then check our Hake website. He was a guest on two different shows this week, and they were amazing. So go to the Hake Report dot appearances. No, the Hake Report .com/ appearances. Whew, I want to go back to the good old days. We didn't have to say all this in the radio. I used to do radio. I'm not an interneter. But the hakereport.com/appearances, all right? And then after that, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Energy may go unconscious, I don't know, given to him by God from 11 to 1 p.m. And then a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv, Mike O'Hearn, bodybuilder, actor, and fitness expert. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
The one, the only, Mike O'Hearn.
Mom and Dad's jeans.
Could you overcome anger if you wanted to?
I'm talking intensity. Controlled rage.
Were you a slut maker?
What?
I can take you down.
I know you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm on you. Baby, that's amazing.
We're going to get you in shape this year. Wait till you see next year's Jesse. Right coming on. Out topless, popping the top.
Amazing. And don't forget, you can. This is this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. And don't forget, you can become a member. Support us by becoming a member of the Father State right there on YouTube. And Jesse Lee Peterson .locals.com. Jesse Lee Peterson .locals.com. All right. I want to play this soundbite really fast. And I want Sergio to respond to me about this. People are getting arrested in church. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. So we played you one song about where a man was arrested in church by a sheriff judge. A woman was, according to WLBT, an elderly woman was dragged out of Mississippi church. Why is this?
Members say they were trying to do the right thing and speak out against the pastor after not abiding by church bylaws, but court records reveal a different story. Now, according to these documents, it turned out that a church deacon was assaulted months ago at the hands of some members, and as a result, they were asked not to return until things were resolved.
I was wrestled to the floor. One got my right arm, twisted it. I said, oh, you're hurting me.
Let me help you. That's how longtime member Allie Thompson recounts what she calls a painful and chaotic Sunday morning. Thompson could be seen being dragged out of the mother's board section and out the door by two Scott County deputies. According to Scott County Sheriff Mike Lee, she and other members received court-ordered letters not to attend services any longer. However, Lee told us they violated the court's order and came to service anyway. Others learned Sunday they were stripped of their longtime positions.
I am the Sunday school teacher here. And Mr. Johnson came in this morning and said that his pastor had asked him to teach the Sunday school lesson, and he's taking it over. I was not informed.
What's wrong with the blacks? One thing about black people, they go to fight anywhere. In the church, on a cruise, at Disneyland, at a cafe, at an outdoors event, they gonna fight. You can rely on it. I was gonna see Sunday school. Here's what led to the altercation.
Now, you may ask, what led to the big blow-up? Well, Thompson claims there are several things, including speaking out against Pastor Charles Bell's leadership.
He called himself appointing a finance committee. The church did not put that in effect. We have bylaws and rules that we govern.
Thompson also claims other leaders of the church are not being included in church business.
Why he doesn't include my husband, who is the oldest man here in the church, who is the oldest deacon, I do not know. He makes decisions without his knowledge.
Can you imagine they had to drag her out of there? All in the name. And last but not least, back in 2024, leaders of the church fled a restraining order leaders of the church filed a restraining order against others. What? It doesn't say seven members.
Against seven members, including the elderly. Against seven members, including the elderly woman. Restraining order.
Why is this?
Three on Your Side did some digging and found several things filed in Scott County Chancery Court. Back in 2024, leaders of the church filed a restraining order and preliminary injunction against seven members, including Thompson. It claimed that those members assaulted a deacon both physically and verbally on September 15th, 2024. He had to be hospitalized. It goes on to say that all those defendants verbally threatened and assaulted the pastor, First Lady, and other members of the church. Now, Thompson filed a statement to the church's lawyer saying she had no involvement in that altercation.
All the preachers that have been here and gone, if you get in touch with them, they would tell you that I have been a faithful warrior.
So Chris, tell us, what is next for these members?
Well, great question, Maggie. Their membership now lies in the hands of the congregation. And Thompson says the church will have a meeting later on this month to officially vote them out.
All in the name. Are they fighting with the Bible? Are they fighting with the word? Sergio, what do you think about that?
Man, it sounds like they're trying to control it. She can't just let go of it.
All in the name.
And what's wrong with arresting people in church? Man, if they committed a crime, go get them. What's the point? Are the illegals going to hide in the church? Oh, because it's a safe place? Come on, man. That doesn't even make sense.
What do you say?
They do try to hide in church and get sanctuary in the church, these illegals. And there's pastors, liberal pastors, who will hide them.
The Catholic Church is known for hiding people, illegals in the basement.
Others too, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They should go raid them. Raid the churches.
I agree.
The Pope is sick. Thank you, Sergio. Happy White History Month. Yeah,
have a good one. All right. Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-STEVENS. Right?
888-77-JESSE. Steven is on.
Right.
From Maryland is on the line.
Is it spelled like that?
He spells it STV apostrophe N.
Who does?
Steven.
Steven with STVE apostrophe N from Maryland. Steven, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Okay. I could ask a question, Mr. Jesse.
Steven, speak up just a little bit and happy White History Month.
Like I said, I'd like to ask a question to you, Justin, if I could.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me say happy
I'd like
White
to know why you call Mr. President Obama the black, a fallen messiah.
Oh, because I remember when he first ran, the blacks were so into him because of color, they said that he was from God. And then they later found out that after having him there for 8 years, he didn't do anything for them at all. And he only made things worse in America so that they stopped calling him the Messiah.
How did he make things worse for them?
Because they were not able to get jobs. The races were more divided than any other time in the history of America. And Obama,
you know why, don't
and
you?
He just brought in all kinds of bad things. And so the blacks stopped believing that he was from God. So he fell away. The fallen Messiah fell away.
That makes
sense?
But I don't know.
What part of it doesn't make sense?
All of it.
He didn't divide the races more than anyone else in America?
He divided the races because he was black.
Right. That's my point. I rest my case.
Well, he can't help that.
Right. He was black. He couldn't help it.
That's right.
And
that's why they divided a party, especially for him, the Tea Party.
So we are agreeing is that because he was black, he wasn't able to make things better. He only made them worse.
No. He had a bad Congress.
You said he divided the race because he was black. He couldn't help it.
What that guy do to jobs and stuff?
But didn't you say that?
I didn't say that. You did.
You just said that. I said he divided the races. You said he couldn't help it. He was black.
I take that back. No.
Why would you take it back? It was true.
No, it's not true. No.
But
he just said white supremacy. Why
he divide the races more than anybody else?
I don't think he did that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Your opinion, my opinion.
No, I don't have
an opinion. Move on to the next thing.
I don't have an opinion.
What was that you just said then?
The truth.
That's your opinion.
No, I don't have an opinion.
That's your opinion. You think it's the truth, right?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, we'll move on. next thing, why do you call his wife the Big Mama?
Because when she was in there with him, she was trying to get laws passed. She was kind of trying to convince the people to feed their children dry chips and stuff like that. And while Obama said she loved her rib, she loved her tamales, something like that, and she was pigging out while trying to starve other people out.
She wasn't pigging out. The lady is 11 inches tall and weigh 170 pounds.
No wonder she was pigging out. But and so that's how, and it reminded me, Big Mama, it reminded me in the black community, the Big Mama, they always put her at the head of the table, and she always eat up the best chicken, the best everything. Let Big Mama get the best first. Let Big Mama eat first, and then you eat what's left. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't know about Big Mama?
My father sat at the head of the table.
And when did
he got his first?
And where did your big mama sit?
She sat at the other end.
Oh, big mama sat at the other end of the head of the table?
It's only one head.
And so your dad sat at one at the
my
head.
My father sat at the head.
And then
and
your
my mother
mama
sat at the other end.
Right.
The end.
Right.
So that means my father got first.
Let me ask you this because of time. Is President, President Trump doing an amazing job or what?
Heck no. With all these tariffs, they're going to raise the prices on everything over here.
Why you say that?
Because business people do not lose money.
Why you say that?
Because they don't lose money.
No, we just had a guy send a super chat. He lost a lot of money.
He had a little business. We're talking about business.
Business
stuff from overseas.
Businessmen do lose money, and some of them get it back, but they do lose money, man. What are you talking about?
So why do you think the companies went overseas instead of staying over here?
What?
The manufacturers. Why do you think the manufacturers went across seas from over here?
Because Barack Obama and
no, it wasn't.
And this the man, what's the man named after Obama? Joe Biden, they were president.
No,
and they gave,
Trump. Yeah, Trump in there. You
and
they gave
the country away to China and everybody.
That was during Clinton's time.
Well, right.
You got to go back a little further.
I rest my case.
Well, what they got to do with Obama?
And Trump bringing it back.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's bringing it back with a bunch of tariffs.
You're not paying attention, Stephen.
I am. I read the paper every day.
Oh, God, no wonder.
I look at the news, too, on TV.
Make sure you watch the right conservative news, all right?
No, I'm not going to look at conservatives.
Well, you're never going to get the right...
Look at Fox. You, Fox got to go.
You're never going to get the honest news if you don't look at some conservative news, because the liberal news is not going to ever tell you the truth.
So I guess conservatives do, right?
Some of them do, some of them don't. You're right about that.
Thank you.
Stephen, call me again, buddy. I got to run. Let me talk to, is it Lizzie? Leezer. Leezer. Right?
Leezel. Yep.
Leezel out of California. Leezer, you're on the air.
Mr. Jesse, thank you for taking my call. I called you last week, but you said something about a moment and white. Did you say that, sir?
A white history moment. This is White History Month, so I wanted people to share their white history moment.
Yes. I'm not white. I'm just part white. My dad was half white, but I'm so excited this month because I just have I'm amped up, Mr. Jesse, when you talk about white people. So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Shout out William Brewster. William Brewster was the pastor or elder on board the Mayflower, the ship that carried the pilgrims to Plymouth Rock. And we give him credit because he wrote the Mayflower Compact, which set the precedence for, it set the precedence for the Declaration of Independence. And more importantly, our United States Constitution. Isn't that great?
That's amazing. Really.
It's amazing. I'll let you go.
Thank you very, very much for the White Houston moment.
His name was William Brewster.
Right on. Thank you
very much.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Amazing. Bye. Let me go to Jesus, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles. Jesus, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Do you believe in God?
No.
You don't?
No.
That's amazing. Do you really not believe in God?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe in God, Jesse?
Come back closer to your phone.
Okay. Do you believe in God?
No.
Why not? Jesse, do you think what's going on all over the world,
from before till now has been more good or evil?
Evil.
Evil.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think God has created that?
Not at all.
Okay, explain.
It comes from human heart. Human beings are evil. Their hearts are wicked. Their nature is evil. So it's coming from the human being. It's the nature of evil that made a home in human, in the minds and hearts of human beings.
So we are all bad.
Everybody you ever know, ever heard of, ever will see is evil. And then there are those men and women who have admitted it, and they're starting to overcome it.
Okay, and
do you believe in God?
Can you define God like shortly, like in a small sentence for me?
Do you believe in God?
Okay, I'll say yes. Could you define God?
Why are you saying yes if you don't really believe in him?
Because I watch your awesome show. It's so funny. You keep saying, you repeat the same question to the person until they answer you. So I'm going to say yes. Now please answer me.
But you don't believe in him. Why are you saying no? Why not say no and then I can move on?
I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll say no. Okay, go ahead. No.
Are you
okay,
high?
Can you ask? No, it's just so fucking fun. I'm sorry. It's so funny. Your show is funny. I love it. It's amazing. I'm not high. I've never used drugs.
How old are you?
I'm actually approaching 60.
Oh, okay. But let me tell you, I don't believe in God. I know God.
Okay. How?
And God is the truth. He reveals himself to me.
Okay.
But why
do you know that?
Why don't you believe in him?
I asked you, like, is the world good or bad? You said evil. So I think, okay, we are evil. We have evil in our hearts. So who has created us? God, or what people call God. What am I supposed to conclude from that?
It's that because you're evil because you are one with Satan. You're not one with God. You're one with evil. And that's where the problem is. And, and until you overcome that in the heart, you cannot know God.
So you mean Satan won over God and had me be with Satan?
Yeah, Satan owned you, but God sent his son so that you may overcome evil if you want to overcome it. Do you want to overcome evil?
All the time.
But so why don't you overcome?
I do. A lot of times I do.
But why not? You can't. A lot of times either you overcome evil or you don't. Why don't you overcome evil? Why haven't you overcome evil?
Awesome question again. How do I do that?
How long have you been listening to the show?
For a few weeks. It's great. It cracks me up.
Let me just tell you this. I got to run because I don't know if you're serious or not, but call me again when you're serious about that question, all right? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Pepperoni, 5 coffees, smiling faces. Show no traces of the evil within. What the?
Amazing. Thank you.
Jessica bought a coffee. What an amazing service on Sunday, Jesse. My husband laughed so hard when you called Kanye Yee, LOL. Nice to see that people from all walks of life want the truth. You're the best around.
Yay, not ye.
Right.
I had to get that right. I didn't know. Amazing. Thank you.
DC Worldwide Media says, Trump's tariff war with China just got a whole division laid off at my job this morning. Real Americans are losing their jobs. What the amazing.
There are a whole bunch of other jobs out there. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'll be fine, man.
Yeah, really.
Praying for you.
Yeah, I wish you well, though. I really do.
Chow Yun Kat, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.
A Bible thought for Thursday. Amazing.
Christian
thank you.
Cross.
Yeah.
Nick Monty, did you guys take down church last Sunday? Yay, was there. What to put him on the Fallen State Church might be packed next Sunday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chow Yun Kat, a hot-tempered person must pay the penalty. Rescue them and you will have to do it again. Proverbs 19:19.
That's deep.
That's some wisdom.
That is so deep. I wish I had read that earlier. Thank you.
Me too. Anthony on Cash App. No, senor. I just pick apples. I swear.
No. No. No, senor. No. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, five coffees. Thank you, Jesse, and God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Dominic, you wake up, you are a blank canvas. No tomorrow, no yesterday.
Right on. Thank you.
Eric, falling in love is falling from God. Only the devil falls in love.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Another five from Eric. We're a generation of men raised by women. I'm wondering if another woman is really the answer we need.
Nope.
And that's a quote from somebody.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you. Over on YouTube, ALL says a liar should be arrested as a traitor to America.
Nice. Amazing.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Greenwall, Kid Combo One, Misty, Wolf336, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters, as always.
Thank y'all.
On the D Live crew.
Right on.
Thank you guys on the other stuff, such as Buy Me a Coffee and elsewhere. Dustin, Buddy 1205, Pastor Chatelet, and the rest on Age of Inversion on the Rumble crew, and the shout out to the Pilled supporters. And thank you guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Open Live Friday / Black Friday. KC out of Kansas. Hey, KC. Aaron out of Maryland. Rick out of Hampton. And the other call is dropped. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise. Get on that straight and narrow if you want to be free. Men and women, you got to drop the anger by forgiving your mothers and your fathers. All right? If you want to be free. If not, stay in your misery. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. And that's so deep, I will never forget that. You don't have to be you any longer. When you know what the depths of that's all about, you're going to walk on water. Amazing. Take care, folks. Hake is coming up now, and then the American Anchor Baby after that, and that's it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.